It looks like on the radar, the red and yellow have turned away from Monroe County and are heading east-northeast. We have just rain to deal with now, so be aware of that if you're traveling any other places south-southeast of here. But it looks like, at least for now, it's just going to be rain. That's the good news. 48 downtown at WGCL, on our way to 65 today. Scattered thunderstorms continuing. We'll keep our eyes peeled for that. Tonight, 60 degrees. That's it. 60 for a low on the final day of February. 60. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. 60% chance tomorrow morning. 60 to get us started. Tomorrow's going to be one of those days, Keith. The warmest temperature is going to be when we wake up. And then once that blows through in the morning, we're just going to get cooler as the night continue, as the day and night continues. 32 Wednesday night. Updated forecast, live radar. Find it all at WGCLradio.com. There is Keith Klein.
Hey there.
Thank you for being with us. It is the Glass in the Morning radio program. Tuesday mornings, we check in with the MCCSE. And our special guest this morning before their school board meeting tonight is Dr. Judy DeMuth, the superintendent. Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
We always love having you on, especially before big board meetings to get everything in order and see what's happening. February's wrapping up. We don't have to sit here and talk about
snow days
and how the calendar's goofy and everything else. We're talking about instead 65 degree days in February. So that's not bad. And obviously that has made the school year get off, at least the 2017 part, get off to a better start.
It's been really amazing. I mean, I can't even believe that we're heading into March already. And between Chris Scioli and I, we talk about it all the time. We're getting, like, regular sleep. It's kind of unbelievable. So
well, you're not up at 2 o'clock in the morning watching the weather.
Checking the
roads.
We're
very pleased about that, yes.
Excellent. And tonight, obviously, school board meeting, the fourth Tuesday, rather, of each month. And as we see in today's paper, it seems like, number one, the meeting tonight, get-together is always open to the public and people can be there. And a big topic of discussion is there's a group of people that have a different idea on how transportation should be handled in the corporation. Tell us where we're at with the contract, in the contract situation with the auxilio. Third time's a charm. The contract service, Auxilio, and this other group of folks. Just kind of give us the background on this.
Sure. Well, this has actually been a three-year process because I've been on the radio show numerous times. We've talked about it numerous times at public board meetings. We've really struggled getting drivers, and we're not unique in that. Everywhere you go, in fact, yesterday I was in Indianapolis, and I looked over to a company, and they have, you know, CDL drivers wanted, signing bonus. So we're not unique in trying to find drivers, but we've been really strategizing every year how we can help our pool of drivers by going out to recruiting fairs, putting a bus out at the county fair. We've done all kinds of things to try to attract drivers. We've even painted up, hopefully our patrons have noticed, two buses for North and South to take their extracurricular trips with that don't have to have as a special CDL driver's license like our people who transport children from home to school and school to home. We've tried to do all kinds of things. And for the last eight times that we've bid our transportation contracts, because we have a small group of routes that go out to contractors, we have tried to entice big vendors to come in and give us a good quote so that obviously we can diminish the cost that we're paying for transportation. In Indiana, transportation is a capped fund, and so you don't have all the money you need to transport. And I always marvel at what we do with our transportation fund because it's really based on your mileage from picking a child up from home to taking the child to school and then taking the child from school back to home. That's how you get your money. We take all kinds of trips. We bus them on extracurricular trips. So we really are aware that we've got to keep our costs down in transportation. Long story short, for the last 3 years, our mechanics, our maintenance people all had to go get licenses, and they've been driving every day. So they can't do their regular work because they're out driving students because we don't have enough drivers. When we let bid this last time, we did have a couple of big fleet contractors come in, and one, Auxilio, provided the lowest bid. because we're a public entity, we have to go through a very strict bid process. And the lowest bidder, unless you can prove that they're not competent to carry out the bid, gets the bid. So we did have Auxilio and another one of our current contractors get the bids because they were all the lowest. So you may have heard some of our current contract drivers, and by the way, they've been great people. That's not even a question. You may have heard them say, well, they would have negotiated down lower. Well, we don't have the authority to negotiate with anyone unless they're the lowest bidder. So in comes Auxilio. They are the lowest bidder. We did award the contract already. I think that's a misnomer about tonight. It's a perfunctory responsibility that we have. We've already approved the contract. It's already in place. Now we come back and we actually sign the contract. So I know that there's a group coming this evening and they think they're going to change our board's mind, but the board has already voted. So a verbal contract is the same as a written contract. And so this evening, again, we'll be just signing. It's a formality in terms of signing the contract with them. And then they'll have a contract for 4 years, as will our independent driver that will also be awarded a contract. And then we have a few other contracts that are still in place for another 2 years. So that's the story about Auxilio and what they'll be providing for our transportation services.
Dr. Judy DeMuse, our guest this morning, the superintendent of MCCSC Schools, joining us before tonight's school board meeting. What else is on the agenda this evening, Dr. DeMuse?
Well, a couple of things. We're really excited about, as you know, our preschool growth. In 2010, we had 13 preschools, and right now we have 19. And we've grown them by trying to get
other... Well, where do you find that money?
Well, we shifted a lot of things around, particularly our federal funds. We've diverted most of our federal funds to preschool. And also the Community Foundation has been a great help in providing seed money to us until we can get our federal funds in order. And then we assume that preschool the next year. So we've grown them from 13 to 19. And you've probably noticed if you travel around Indiana, there's a whole process now to get really accredited, and it's called Paths to Quality. And so right now of the 19 preschools, we have a level 3 path to quality, and it's a pretty stringent measurement. And so we're really trying to get all of our preschools to level 4, but we take great pride from last year we had 7, this year we have 13, and hopefully we'll have those level 3 and 4 preschools ready for our children in another year or so. So
now who is opening these preschools? Where do they happen at?
They're really all over the district. In most of our elementary schools,
okay,
we have preschools. So we're trying to have preschools in the schools that the children will attend to get them acclimated to the school.
Makes
and
sense.
The transition to kindergarten is so much easier that way.
Judy, how vitally important is preschool to some of these kids?
To many of our children, it's really critical that they have the school experience and the curricular experience. So when we talk about preschool, what we're really working on are foundational pieces, so that those foundational pieces that some children experience in the home get translated in the classroom, and then those kids are ready to grow from there. So preschool is critically important for many of our children who really don't get that type of growth in their home.
That and a lot of it's behavior. I've got a 6 and a 3-year-old. I know all about that. You can't spend the whole day at school teaching everybody how to behave. You got to learn something at some point, and then not everybody gets that at home. So I completely understand. Now the state of the legislature of the state of Indiana might not agree with me in preschool funding, but well, what do I know anyhow? But it's great to see that Monroe County, again, Dr. DeMuth, is the difference, because you hear everything else, that we're not going to fund it, we're not going to fund it, we're not going to fund it. Well, you just told me you went from how many schools in 2010 to how many now?
We actually started with 10, and we're at 19 right now.
That's fantastic.
So. Mm-hmm. Dr. DeMuth,
We'll do it alone if nobody wants to help.
One of the other things going on in education today is finding teachers, and we've got a fair number of retirees. What kind of situation is that going to create?
Imagine, Keith, if you could find teachers that could drive a bus.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. You'd have two birds and one stone.
There you go. Well, quite honestly, we do have a number of our teachers who drive buses, because both teachers and administrators, because we have extracurricular buses, which we don't have the high quality, you don't have to have a stringent of a license.
Right.
So they actually have gotten their license to drive those buses. So you see many of our coaches driving after school because on these shorter buses, the smaller buses, because we have to get children from, you know, school to an event. And so many of our teachers really do drive buses. So
double duty.
We appreciate that.
Find a way, yeah.
That's right. So we are starting into, it's hard to believe, retirement season. And so the board this evening will be forwarded a recommendation to accept retirements from two really key people administratively. One is Jan Bergeson, who's our Director of Secondary Education. And Jan has a long history in education, and we're just really proud and glad that she can enjoy, hopefully, life after education. And then Alan Defoe, who has been our director of Hoosier Hills, which is kind of a hidden gem in our corporation because he really is responsible for creating great careers for a lot of our students. And so we're really going to miss him because, again, he does a wonderful job, and kids can't say enough about the kinds of experiences and opportunities they have once they attend our career center. And then we also have a number of staff retirements. One is Mr. Twilliger, who many people tell me had as a counselor at Jackson Creek. So I know a lot of people will miss him also. In addition to Francesco Cabrera, who will be leaving us from North High School, and she's responsible for a foreign language program that's second to none. So we're starting into that type of season where all of these folks who have much experience are moving forward and are really energetic in trying to find replacements that can match the expertise that those people will leave us.
And real quick, Judy, running out of time, but one of the school students was recognized by Black History Month celebration.
Yes, thank you to the city of Bloomington and Mayor. Doris Sims was actually the Living Legend Award winner, and Caleb Poor, one of our students from North, who's a junior.
And a swimmer.
Was the leader,
yeah.
Yes, Leader of Tomorrow, a high school award recipient. And Caleb actually presented in Orlando, Florida, on Friday and Saturday, and took a plane back and got to the event 20 minutes before he had to be presented the award. So I was really proud of him, and I know his parents were, the whole community is. So he was actually in Florida representing our corporation on diversity issues. So very proud of Caleb and obviously Doris Sims.
And obviously the Franklin Initiative Award winners last week included Jan
right.
Bergeson, so a great honor for her her last couple of months here with the corporation.
Absolutely.
So great
yes.
stuff. Meeting time tonight is?
We'll meet at 6 p.m., and if anyone in the community would like to join us, we'd love to have them.
Outstanding. And Dr. DeMuth, we always appreciate your time. Grab your raincoat today, and, everybody will see you at the meeting tonight.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Dr. Judy DeMuth, the superintendent of MCCSC Schools, as she mentioned, showtime tonight, 6 p.m. on North Drive, just north of South High School. So bring your compass and you'll be just fine.